Welcome to Echoes of Innocence, a gripping audio drama that explores the indomitable human spirit in the face of unimaginable tragedy. In this episode, we sit down with a remarkable young woman who, at the tender age of 3, witnessed the unthinkable, the brutal loss of her family, one by one, leaving her alone in a world forever changed. Meet Emma, a lone survivor of a shattered family, as she bravely opens up about her harrowing past, unveiling the shadows that have haunted her from that fatal night.
It was so dark, I could hear their voices, the ones I loved the most, fading away. I didn't understand then, but I carry their echoes with me every day.
Join us on a journey through the fragments of Emma's memory as she unravels the threads of a narrative stained by loss and pain. In this exclusive interview, Emma shares the untold chapters of her life, unveiling the resilience that emerged from the ashes of her innocence. Echoes of Innocence invites you to listen, to bear witness to Emma's courage as she confronts the shadows that have clung to her soul. Prepare for the tale of survival, strength, and the enduring echoes of a 3-year-old's indomitable spirit. This is Echoes of Innocence. So I guess I'll start by asking, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
As I understand, you are now 18 years old and you currently live with your boyfriend and his parents?
Yes. When everything happened, no one really knew why I was left. And honestly, I would have much rather been shot than instead of having to live my life knowing what I saw and not being able to do anything about it. Alex and I, my boyfriend, have known each other for so many years because he was living in the house next door to my foster family. Fortunately, Alex and his parents knew my family well and treated me with the utmost respect, and how I would hope every child would be treated. However, my foster parents weren't anywhere near the minimum standard, screaming, yelling, and hitting me. I had to witness all of my loved ones getting killed. After 5 years, I opened up to being fostered, and this was probably my worst choice in life. I was used and abused like a slave. There was nothing I could do because they were threatening me with the only person I felt I had, which was Alex.
Wow, just hearing this makes me feel as if I can envision it right now. The poor, unhealthy and undisputed life you've gone through. The fact that these days you always see kids going around wanting the newest thing, new iPhones, new AirPods, new clothes. Yet there are people who have gone through things that limit everything in life. Kids that go through things will never forget it for the rest of their life. Some people may think that this isn't true, and the fact they are saying this, it means that they just haven't gone through something horrific.
Just a quick side note. Anyone listening to this, please, tonight if you have kids, please give them a hug and hold them a bit closer, because you never know what could happen.
I completely agree. It's hard to say, but in real life, you never know what could happen. Your child could be having the best time of their life, and suddenly the next day, you may find out they're dying. You never really know, so have the best relationships with your kids, as you only have a certain amount of time with them. With you being completely alone since you were 3 years old, did you ever find out how you were left?
Honestly, no. I will never know how and why they left me alive, because I was the one who retrieved my family's business instead of the killers who believed they would receive millions. Still to this day, it makes me wonder, why me? What did I have that no one else had in my family? And are there still people out there who are looking for me now that they know I am older? For all I know, I could be in serious danger, but I don't think about it often because I have witnessed what no human would ever want to witness. So if I was ever killed by these mysterious men, it would put me out of my misery without having to know why I was left in the first place. I have stayed mostly to myself all these years, as I have zero reason to actually tell people what actually happened. What is the point of telling people? Are they going to help in any way? No.
Would you be able to tell me a bit about your family and what they were doing before the event?
My father was in the kitchen preparing our family dinner. The smells filled the air with delicious scents all around. My mother was always a storyteller. She was in the living room reading a book to me and my younger brother. Our laughter echoed through the house. My older brother was full of dreams. He was in his room working on a painting, as he was such a natural talent. And lastly, my younger brother. He was on the floor in the living room with my mum, grandparents, aunt, uncle and I, playing with his toys while listening to our mother's stories before dinner. We were blissfully unaware of the tragedy that was yet to come.
All of this is completely heartbreaking. How did you find the strength to navigate through such pain?
I refused to let the shadow define me. Therapy became my refuge, a space where I could unravel the pain and piece myself back together. Recovery is a journey, not a destination. I've learnt to embrace the scars, turning them into a testament of strength rather than weakness. To anyone out there carrying their own shadows, remember, you are not alone. Seek help, find your sanctuary, and know that healing is possible. Therapy will not just save you instantly, because nothing will ever work instantly. But if you truly open up about what's happening, you will feel relief to just get it out.
Your resilience is honestly so inspiring. In sharing your truth, what do you hope to achieve?
I hope to inspire others to break free from their shadows and step into the light. We all have the strength within us to heal and find resilience.
Thank you, Emma, for sharing your story with such vulnerability. Your journey is a beacon of hope for others facing similar struggles.